I got a question for you.
All this week, we've been examining different aspects of the Affordable Care Act. And everyone has told us that consumer knowledge about the options in the new federal law are critical to its success. So we've decided to get some of your questions on Facebook and on our website, your calls, and pose them to someone with answers. Jennifer Tolbert, Director of State Health Reform at the Kaiser Family Foundation. First question, Patrick Richard. I own a small business, a restaurant. Although I currently only have 12 to 15 employees, I will be expanding. I am unclear as to what the requirements are for me. Jennifer?
So the ACA includes new requirements on employers to offer affordable coverage for their employees. And these requirements apply to employers with 50 or more employees. Those employers with 50 or more employees that don't offer coverage will be penalized up to $2,000 per employee annually. But again, these requirements only apply to employers with 50 or more employees. So small businesses, particularly this employer who currently only employs 12 to 15 employees, would not be subject to those penalties.
And Patrick, if you are interested in providing health care coverage for your employees and worry about cost, here's what Jennifer says could soften the blow.
There also is a small business tax credit. This tax credit will be available for small employers that purchase their coverage through the new health insurance marketplaces that will begin operating on January 1st, 2014. And so if they do choose to go through these exchanges, they may be eligible for these tax credits for 2 years to help defray the cost of that coverage that they're offering.
Next up, Donna Capella from Maplewood, New Jersey. What about people who never had insurance? How are they paid for now, and how will that change in the future under ACA?
The Affordable Care Act creates new coverage opportunities for people who currently lack health insurance coverage today. And there are two primary avenues through which people will be able to obtain coverage. One is an expansion of the Medicaid program, which is the federal-state partnership that provides health insurance coverage to lower-income individuals and families. But the program will be expanded to cover individuals making up to about $15,000 a year and families making up to about $33,000 a year. The other avenue is through new health insurance marketplaces where people will be able to go and shop for private health insurance coverage. And to make that coverage more affordable, federal premium subsidies will be available to families making up to about $94,000 a year and individuals making up to about $44,000, $45,000 a year.
Now, poor people who are uninsured are to be brought into an expanded Medicaid program. But because some states have chosen not to expand their Medicaid programs, Jennifer says some people could be left out.
Whatever eligibility threshold is currently in place in that state's Medicaid program will remain in place. However, an expansion of the program to those with slightly higher incomes would not be available.
So we are going to keep doing this between now and the final phase in of the ACA. Our thanks to Jennifer Tolbert, Director of State Health Reform at the Kaiser Family Foundation. Are there any questions that you have about the Affordable Care Act? Send them our way, and periodically we'll try our best to find you the answers. Send your questions by calling us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or visiting us at thetakeaway.org. Coming up, another look at the healthcare system from the perspective of a psychiatric patient, David Blistein, author of David's Inferno, My Journey Through the Dark Wood of Depression. He joins us next.